Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a dub siren framework for jungle and old school DnB vibes. If you want that rude, system shaking, late night energy, a dub siren is one of the quickest ways to get there. But today we are not just making a random beep, we're building a siren you can actually control, automate, resample, and drop into real drum and bass arrangements. The big idea here is simple. Think of the siren as a rhythm tool, not just a lead synth. In jungle and darker DnB, the siren works because it creates tension without crowding the sub, kick, and snare. It lives in the mid and high range, which leaves the low end free to punch. That makes it perfect for intros, breakdowns, build-ups, switch-ups, and call-and-response moments with the breakbeat. So let's build this from scratch in a clean, beginner-friendly way using stock Ableton devices only. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren. Naming your tracks clearly might sound basic, but in a busy DnB project it saves a lot of time. You might have breaks, bass, resamples, effects, and drums all happening at once, so being able to find your siren fast matters. On that track, load Operator. Operator is a great choice because it can create clean, bright tones that work really well for classic dub siren sounds. Before you start shaping the sound, keep your track level under control. You want headroom, not a loud mess. If needed, place a utility after Operator so you can manage gain easily. Now let's create the core siren tone. Inside Operator, start simple. Use either a sine wave or a saw wave. If you want a softer, cleaner tone, go with sine. If you want something a bit more aggressive and old school, try saw. For now, keep the patch stripped back and turn off anything extra so you can hear the basic tone clearly. For pitch, start somewhere around C3 to C5, depending on how sharp and piercing you want the siren to feel. If you want that classic jungle warning vibe, slightly higher notes often cut through the mix better. Set a short envelope so the sound feels snappy. A good starting point is attack at 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay around 300 milliseconds to 1.2 seconds, sustain at 0, and release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. That gives you a simple, punchy siren tone that can later be extended with delay, reverb, and automation. The next step is where the sound starts feeling like a real dub siren instead of just a synth note. Add auto filter after Operator. Choose a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 kHz to 5 kHz, and add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 35%. If you need more edge, add a little drive. Now here's the key, add movement. You can do that in a few ways, but for beginners, the easiest approach is to automate the filter cutoff in arrangement view. Try a simple rise over 4 or 8 bars, then bring it down quickly before the next section. That slow rise and fall is a classic tension move in DnB. It helps build anticipation without needing a huge melodic part. You can also use a subtle LFO in Operator for a bit of pitch wobble if you want the siren to feel more haunted or unstable, but keep it controlled. When learning, one change at a time is your best friend. Loop a short section, adjust one knob, and listen carefully before changing something else. Now let's write a basic MIDI phrase. Create a MIDI clip that is 2 to 4 bars long. Keep it simple. You do not need a complicated melody here. A good starting phrase might be one long note at the beginning, a higher note toward the end, and maybe a short response note in the second half. For example, in an 8-bar intro, you could let the siren sit low in the first 2 bars, rise in bars 3 and 4, answer itself with a short stab in bars 5 and 6, and then either stop or filter down in bars 7 and 8 before the drop lands. This call and response feel works really well in jungle because the breakbeat can answer the siren, and the siren can answer the break. That back and forth energy is part of what makes the style feel alive. And here's a really important teacher tip. Do not make it too busy. In DnB, space is energy. If the siren is constantly going, it can flatten the groove and fight the drums. Let it breathe. Now we add the dub flavor. Put echo after the filter. Start with a delay time of 1/4 or 3/16, feedback around 20 to 45%, and dry/wet somewhere around 10 to 30%. Use echo's filtering to roll off some lows and highs so the repeats sit behind the main sound instead of fighting it. Then add reverb after echo. Keep it subtle. Try a decay between 1.2 and 3.5 seconds, with dry/wet around 5 to 18%. Use a low cut so the reverb does not cloud your mix. This is where the siren starts sounding like a proper dub element. The delay creates rhythmic movement, and the reverb gives it space and atmosphere. In jungle and old school DnB, that kind of space can make a sparse section feel massive. But be careful. Too much delay feedback or too much reverb can smear the groove and step on the snare and hats. You want the siren to feel atmospheric, not washed out. Next, let's control the harshness. Add EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass the siren around 150 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the low end. If the sound gets sharp or painful, dip a little in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz range. That's often where sirens start poking too hard into the ear. If it needs a little more air, you can add a gentle high shelf above 8 kHz, but use that carefully. If the sound feels too loud, but not powerful, use utility to lower the gain rather than just pulling the fader down. That gives you more controlled headroom. And if the stereo image gets too wide from the effects, narrow it a bit so the mix stays solid in mono. Now comes the part that turns this into a real arrangement tool. Automation. In arrangement view, automate the important stuff. The main controls are filter cutoff, echo feedback, echo dry slash wet, pitch or clip transpose, and volume. A strong beginner move is to start the siren filtered and quiet in the intro, open the cutoff and raise the delay feedback in the pre-drop, then make it brighter and slightly louder in the final one or two bars before the drop. After that, let it cut out or turn into just a short accent when the drop lands. That kind of movement creates tension, and tension is what makes the drop feel earned. A lot of the energy in jungle and DNB comes from arrangement, not just sound design. A useful automation range might be filter cutoff moving from around 800 Hz up to 4 to 7 kHz, echo feedback from 20% up to about 40%, and dry slash wet from 10% up to 25%. Keep the motion clear and musical. Once you have a good automation pass, it is time to resample. Create a new audio track and record the siren output, or set it to resample. Capture one or two passes of the automation. Then listen back and find the best moments, like a rising cue, a wobbling note, or a nice delay tail. Chop those into audio clips. This is extremely useful in DNB because audio lets you do things like reverse a siren tail into a transition, slice a hit and repeat it, or use a single recorded swell as a riser into the drop. It also gives your track a more original feel because you are printing performance and movement, not just leaving it as a static preset. Now, before you call it done, test the siren against your drums. Loop your breakbeat and listen for clashes. Is the siren fighting the snare crack? Is it too close to the hi-hats? Is it masking ghost notes or adding too much noise in the top end? If it is, shorten the notes, reduce the delay feedback, high pass a bit more, or place the siren between snare hits instead of on top of every drum accent. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts in DNB production. The siren should work with the drum groove, not flatten it. A good jungle siren often lands just before a snare or just after a snare, creating that push and pull that keeps the rhythm exciting. Once you have a version that works, save it as a reusable rack, group operator, auto filter, echo, reverb, EQ 8, and utility into a rack. Then map the most useful controls to macro knobs like cutoff, resonance, delay amount, delay feedback, reverb amount, tone, and output level. That way, next time you make a jungle or darker rollers tune, you have a siren framework ready to go instead of starting from zero. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, do not make the siren too loud. In DNB, loud does not automatically mean impactful. Compare it against the break and the bass, not in solo. Second, do not let it fill up the low mids. High pass it and keep space for kick, snare body, and sub bass. Third, avoid too much delay feedback. If the repeats blur the groove, pull it back. Fourth, do not leave it static. Automate something over 4 or 8 bars so it evolves. Fifth, do not overlap it with every drum hit. The best sirens feel like part of the rhythm section, not a constant layer sitting on top of everything. And finally, watch the top end. Sirens can get tiring fast. If it sounds exciting for 20 seconds, but painful after a minute, it is probably too bright or too sharp. Here are a few extra pro style ideas if you want to push it further. You can duplicate the siren and make a second layer. One bright and piercing, one lower and filtered. Keep both subtle and remove the low end, but this can add width and depth. You can also add a little saturator after the EQ for some grit. Just a small amount of drive goes a long way. Another great trick is to automate the echo filter instead of only the dry slash wet. That gives you darker, more underground repeats, which fits old-school and warehouse-style DNB really well. You can also build short burst versions for fills, like very quick siren stabs right before a drop, or make an echo throw version that only comes in on certain phrases so you get big moments without drowning the whole arrangement. A really strong arrangement trick is the warning-then-silence move. Let the siren swell, Then cut everything for a beat or half bar. That contrast can hit harder than a constant rise. For practice, try this. Build three siren versions in the same live set. Make one classic jungle warning tone, one darker roller stab, and one dubby atmospheric swell. Write a four-bar clip for each. Automate one major control on each one. Resample them to audio, and chop one into a fill or reverse effect. Keep the sub and kick unchanged while testing so you can hear exactly how the siren sits in the groove. So to wrap it up, the formula is simple. Build the tone with operator, shape it with auto filter, give it dub character with echo and reverb, keep it away from the sub, automate it across phrases, and resample the best moments. If you keep the siren working with the drums instead of fighting them, you will get that authentic jungle warning sign energy that makes a track feel instantly more alive. Now go build that siren, make it talk to the break, and let it shout before the drop.